Today is Wednesday, October 20th. What to know about an expected plan to let some Americans mix and match vaccine brands when getting COVID-19 boosters. Also, why Steve Bannon, a longtime advisor to former President Trump, could face a criminal charge. Plus, how millions of Americans may soon have easier access to hearing aids. The details of Google's newest smartphones. And the Grammys are the first major music award show to put this promise in writing. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, the FDA is expected to make a big change when it comes to COVID-19 booster shots. Reports say the agency will let Americans mix and match vaccines for their boosters. Also this week, the FDA is expected to follow the advisory panel's recommendations and authorize an extra dose of both the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson shots. Remember, the agency already okayed a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine for certain Americans last month. So this means boosters of all the brands available in the U.S. are expected to be on the market by the end of the week, and mixing and matching will likely be allowed. A government study about mixing and matching found an extra dose of any type of shot revs up virus-fighting antibodies, no matter what brand people got the first time around. The only outlier is people who got the J&J shot. The study found it's actually better for people who got that one to get a Moderna or Pfizer shot for a second dose. The FDA is still finalizing that guidance, though, so we should know more later today. Either way, experts say mixing and matching could make getting a booster simpler, since people will be able to go anywhere and get whatever shot is available. Plus, people who had bad side effects the first time around will get a chance to try a different shot, hoping for an easier recovery. Overall, people who got booster shots in trials have said the side effects felt pretty much the same as when they got their last doses. Well, the FBI has been trying to negotiate to help a group of Americans who were taken hostage in Haiti over the weekend. But now it turns out the Haitian gang who kidnapped them is asking for $1 million per person for their release. That adds up to a total of $17 million. As we mentioned yesterday, the 17 hostages belong to an Ohio-based group called Christian Aid Ministries, and five of them are children. They were all ambushed by heavily armed men as they were leaving a Haitian orphanage on Saturday. Now they're being held in a suburb of Port-au-Prince that's controlled by gang members. Haitian authorities say they're trying to get the missionaries released without having to pay a ransom, but they warn negotiations with the kidnappers could take weeks. To be continued. Back in the U.S., the FBI raided two homes connected to a controversial Russian billionaire, one in Washington, D.C., and one in New York City. Oleg Deripaska is an associate of Russian President Vladimir Putin. And if his name sounds familiar, that's because the Trump administration sanctioned him a few years ago for allegedly meddling in the 2016 presidential election. He was also mentioned many times in then-special counsel Robert Mueller's report into the matter, since Deripaska had ties to top Trump campaign staffers. The sanctions kept him from doing business or owning property in the U.S. Deripaska says both homes that were searched actually belonged to his relatives. So far, the FBI is not saying why agents were raiding the homes or why Deripaska might be under investigation this time. But agents walked out with a bunch of evidence boxes. The lawmakers investigating the January 6th Capitol riot are taking action against a former White House aide. They voted unanimously to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. That's because even though they subpoenaed the longtime Trump advisor, he refused to hand over documents or testify in front of the committee. Up next, the full House has to sign off on holding him in contempt. Then it would be up to the Justice Department to decide whether to actually charge Bannon with a crime. If it does, the case would go before a grand jury. And if found guilty, Bannon could end up with hefty fines and even have to spend a year in jail. So far, neither Bannon nor his lawyers have commented on this latest vote. But Bannon is not the only one the House panel subpoenaed. More than a dozen other people who helped former President Trump plan rallies ahead of the riot got the same requests from Congress. Some of them are already turning over documents and testifying, but others are holding out just like Bannon. So more contempt votes could be coming. And all the while, former President Trump is suing the House panel to try to keep lawmakers from getting the records they requested, arguing executive privilege. Stay tuned. Fewer American students are in school now than at any other time in the last two decades. There's been a huge drop in enrollment across the board, from nursery schools to college. Newly released census data shows the difference from 2019 to 2020 was nearly 3 million fewer students. That reflects enrollment in schools that were either in-person or virtual learning, or a mix of both. It likely means during the pandemic, a lot of parents chose to skip pre-kindergarten for younger children and/or homeschool older kids. and a lot of young adults decided not to go to college or delay their college education. The biggest drops were in kindergarten and nursery school enrollments. Those kids made up for about half of the overall downturn. But one thing that stayed steady, graduate school enrollments were about the same, pandemic or no pandemic. More news is just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, KiwiCo. It makes me feel so good as a parent to know I'm doing my part to provide the tools and opportunities for my son Dax to have new experiences, to learn new skills, and to start building confidence. Yes, even at just 4 months old, his interactions with the KiwiCo crates we've received so far have been so great. I can tell he loves exploring what's inside. Well, I know KiwiCo has done the research to provide the perfect items for his age and his development. And KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages. KiwiCo provides hands-on science and art projects delivered right to your door every month. Plus, even as an adult, I think it's fun to get these packages in the mail. So I can only imagine how exciting it is for the older kids who understand the mail is just for them. And don't worry, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Millions of Americans may soon be able to buy hearing aids without a prescription or medical exam. The FDA proposed a new rule that's a big step toward that goal, and it could make the devices more accessible for adults with mild or moderate hearing loss. The Hearing Loss Association of America told the Washington Post the number one complaint they've gotten over the years is from people who cannot afford hearing aids or don't have access to a specialist. Hearing aids cost an average of more than $5,000 per pair and are often not covered by traditional Medicare or other insurers. Advocates say the over-the-counter option could be much cheaper. The FDA's proposal comes 4 years after Congress first told the agency to come up with regulations for over-the-counter devices. There's still no official timeline for when they'll be available to buy without a prescription, but it could be as soon as next fall. Pig to human organ transplants? We're now a step closer to that becoming a reality. For the first time, scientists have attached a pig's kidney to a human body, and it began to actually work like a kidney is supposed to. To be clear, though, this was done with a body kept alive only through a ventilator, and the kidney was only attached for a couple of days. Still, researchers are calling it a significant step toward animal-to-human transplants that could one day help address the organ shortage. More than 90,000 people in the U.S. are in line for a kidney transplant, and about a dozen die every day waiting. So why hasn't this happened before? There's apparently a sugar in pig cells that makes the human body immediately reject the organ. But this particular pig kidney came from a gene-edited animal engineered to eliminate that sugar. And for 2 days at least, the human body accepted it. Still, some question if this should be allowed, even if it's possible. Google came out with two new smartphones this week with a lot of new features. As CNET reports, the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro were made to compete with more premium models like Apple's iPhone and Samsung's Galaxy. Just like the last Pixels, these new models run on the Android operating system. But Google says they have a lot of upgrades. For example, ultra-wide cameras with better picture quality. Also, the voice recognition was apparently improved, so it works better with different speaking patterns and accents. Another cool feature is called Direct My Call. You can use that for any automated calls, like when you need a customer service line. Google Assistant will work its way through the prompts until it gets to an actual person. Both Pixel phones are also powered by a brand new custom-made chip. Google says it's 80% faster than the one found in last year's Pixels. The Pixel 6 is going for $600. The Pixel 6 Pro is a little bigger, with a little more battery power and an even more deluxe camera. And that one costs $900. They're both available for pre-order today. The Recording Academy is now putting its promise to recruit and hire more diverse candidates in writing. It makes the Grammy Awards the first major music award show to publicly commit to using what's known as an inclusion writer. Writers are addendums to contracts, so this is an 8-page document detailing the new agreement. Deadline reports it has 4 key elements: diversifying hiring pools, setting targets for hiring, analyzing the hiring data, and strict accountability. The goal is to improve representation and equity across the Grammys cast and crew, both on and off camera. The award show is set for January 31st, 2022. It's officially time for basketball. The NBA kicked off its 75th season last night. Players, coaches, and fans are hoping for some normalcy this time around after the last 2 seasons were shortened because of the pandemic. For now, the plan is for a full 82-game season with a traditional October to June calendar. Arenas should be full too. But of course, there's still the risk players could get sidelined if they actually get COVID-19. So far, about 96% of the league's 450 players have been vaccinated. But there's no mandate, so the 4% of players who've opted not to get the shots won't have to. Most notably, Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving is one of the few unvaccinated players. And because of the laws in New York, that means he's not able to play on his home court. Most of the big stars are back, though. In fact, last night, things got started with last season's champions, the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Brooklyn Nets. And on the West Coast, LeBron James and the Lakers took on Steph Curry and the Warriors. The rest of the teams face off today and tomorrow. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor.
As Policy Genius points out, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage than they can get through their employer in order to properly provide for their families. But how do you know when you're getting the best deal? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers. Remember, you pay for your life insurance policy in the form of monthly or yearly premiums. And because costs can vary from insurer to insurer, it's important to compare your options. In fact, you can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. If you have not heard of it, Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace with a mission to help people get insurance right. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies. Also, Policy Genius never sells your info to other companies, and it doesn't add on extra fees. So check it out. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com.
Now back to Work Wednesday. It looks like the pandemic pushed more Americans into entrepreneurship. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows new business applications grew by 24% between 2019 and 2020. So what's behind the boom in startups? Several factors may be contributing. For example, LinkedIn points to people turning to entrepreneurship after being laid off last year or realizing they need more flexibility at work. The rise of online shopping also led to new opportunities for e-commerce businesses that could be run remotely from smaller, more affordable cities. Sometimes it may have been out of necessity, and sometimes it was just new inspiration. One researcher told LinkedIn, the pandemic forced people into isolation, and that gave them more time to think about what they want to do with their lives, including perhaps starting a business. But experts say it's still a big risk, and not every business makes it. So do your research and consider the upfront costs before you take the leap. All right, thank you so much for listening today and joining us as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.